All right, let's turn to 2 Corinthians 5:14. We'll start there. So there it says, "For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all died." Now Paul is talking. He just got done, you know, talking about all the things that they've done to get the gospel to these people. If you go back in chapter 4, you know, he's basically just making a case to these people. You know, we're not for that they are preaching the gospel and all the things that they've done to make that possible for these people. But in chapter 4, verse 17, he says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding internal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And Paul went through all kinds of stuff. The man was stoned. He was left for dead. He was beaten and everything. And he's saying, we keep going on, and it's the love of God that compels us to keep doing that. You know, we talked about last week how we've been raised with Christ and we've been seated with Him in high places. And so Paul's just saying down, let's go back to verse 14 where we started. He's saying, "For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all died. And that, and He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for Him who died for them and rose again." So he's saying that we ought to, because Jesus died for us, because we're His, that we shouldn't live any longer for ourselves, but for Him who gave Himself for us, who died for Him and rose again. So he says, "Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, no one according to the outward appearance." He himself, he said, Paul said many times, he said, "Don't, you know, my speech may not be perfect. I may not be trained, but it's the power of God and Christ working through me that is going to get the job done." And so he's saying, and we're going to get to our main point here, "Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know Him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." And that's what I want to talk about today, is that we are ambassadors for Christ. Every single Christian on the face of this earth, we are ambassadors for the Almighty King of the universe. God has left the job of spreading His truth and building His family on the earth to men just like you and me in all walks of life, laying down our life just like Paul did, because the love of God compels us to follow Him and to be ambassadors for Him. So if we go back a few verses, in verse 18, he says, "Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ." He has reconciled us. Because if we're in Christ, if we've accepted God, Jesus, His sacrifice, then we are reconciled. We are reconciled. We are not trying to be reconciled. We're not trying to earn God's favor. We have it. We're reconciled. We're good with God. He's made us back into that relationship that Adam and Eve had in the garden before they sinned. So now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So if we know God through Jesus, then we're right with Him. And now He's given us the ministry to go and tell other people, and through our lives to shine a light so that other people can be in that same relationship. He says, "And has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself." That through Christ, that God was reconciling the whole world to Himself, that if anybody would know it, if anybody would find out about it, they are already reconciled to God. The opportunity is there. They have to receive it. We have the ability to be reconciled to God, but unless we receive it, unless we receive what Jesus did, we can't act on it. So he says in verse 19, that is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So the fact that God has, through Jesus Christ, reconciled the whole world, that word has been committed to us, you and me, and all the other Christians on the face of the earth, and God has called each one to be an ambassador for him. He said in verse 19, that is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So now Jesus came, he died, he rose, and he committed the job of spreading that truth that he has reconciled the whole world to himself, to us, to men, all through the ages, from the disciples down to us. That job, every Christian has been an ambassador, whether they know it or not. Whether we know it or not, we are ambassadors for God, and God, it's as God, as if God were himself here, shining a light to the people around us, saying, Jesus has died for you. God wants to know you. God wants to be your friend. God has already made a way for you to know him and to walk in a relationship with him. That's what he's left to us. And we are ambassadors for him. We all know what an ambassador is, but I wrote just the dictionary definition. It just is good to look at, you know, sometimes what we're really talking about. You know, there's a couple definitions. An official envoy, a diplomatic agent of the highest rank accredited to a foreign government or sovereign as the resident representative of his or own, her own government or sovereign, or appointed for a special and often temporary diplomatic assignment, or an authorized representative or messenger. We are authorized messengers of the King of the universe. This is, you know, sometimes we come to church and we can get familiar with God, and we've heard certain things that it becomes almost common that the person we're serving is the King of the whole universe. The very top rank, not the President of the United States, not, you know, somebody over some country. He is the very King of everything. And we are messengers of the King. You know, if an ambassador of the United States is held in high esteem, if he goes to another country, he speaks for the U.S. government. There's an embassy, in other countries that he can go there. He can speak on behalf of the United States government, and he's a messenger of the United States government. Well, whether we know it or not, or whether it's really in our consciousness day to day, we are messengers of the King of the universe, which is so much higher than a representative of any earthly government. But God has given us the most important message, his message to us, to the word of reconciliation to all the people of the earth, to the people around us, the people that you know, that only you know people that I don't know, and I know people that you don't know. And we all have different vocations, and we all have different areas that God has called us to. But he's given every one of us and made every one of us an ambassador. Every one of us has an esteemed position as an ambassador of Almighty God. And you know, just like there's different ambassadors of the U.S. government, you know, there might be an ambassador to China or Russia or to the Philippines or whatever. We are ambassadors in our own area. God has called us to be to a specific job, to reach specific people, to do a specific task on this earth while we're here. And you know, just like the ambassador to China doesn't try to get involved in the ambassador to Russia's business and try to be just like him or do everything he's to do or meddle in there. You know, we have something specific. It doesn't matter what our neighbor's called to. It doesn't matter, you know, if what our neighbor is called to do. That's between them and God. And so many times we can mess ourselves up by trying to be like somebody else. Try to be a different ambassador. Try to do somebody else's job description. God didn't call us to be somebody else. He called us to be. He gave us certain gifts. He gave us certain abilities. And He's called us to do a certain job. And if we'll just look to Him, He'll show us and lead us and guide us in the way that He leads us and guides us. He'll lead us and guide us in line with our abilities and our talents and what we have to be the best ambassador that we can be. But we are ambassadors for God. We are not just, you know, another person that attends church, another person, yeah, I'm a Christian, but, you know, I just do so-and-so. No, every person that knows Jesus Christ has become an ambassador for Him. It says there in verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Thank God. Let's turn to Matthew 28, verse 16. Matthew 28, verse 16. This is Jesus talking to the disciples. It says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw Him, they worshipped Him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to Me in heaven and on earth. All authority. Jesus is the head of all authority. He is the King. And Jesus came and spoke to them, and saying, all authority has been given to Me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. It says in verse 18, though all authority has been given to Me in heaven and on earth, go, therefore. He's saying, everything has been given to Me. And I'm sending you. Go. See, it's been given to Me. I have the authority to send you. I have the authority to make you an ambassador. Go. And go and make disciples. That's from the beginning. The disciples went out, and that's what's been going on all through the ages. It's waned at times where the, you know, the church and the knowledge of the church was darkened, but it's come back. And we're aware of the fact that we serve the Almighty King. And that we have authority given by Him to walk in this earth and to be ambassadors for Him, then we'll fulfill what He's called us to do. Let's turn over real quickly to Galatians 2:20 on the way to Romans. We'll come back to Romans, but Galatians 2:20. I just want to read one verse there. Galatians 2:20. Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. He says there, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. He said, it's not me anymore. See, it's not me in the flesh anymore living. Paul didn't do everything he did by himself. It wasn't Paul, and Paul says this over and over. It's not him, it's Christ in him. And it's not us, it's Christ in us. If we think it's all up to us to do whatever God has called us to do or to be who God wants us to be or even just to live the Christian life, that's overwhelming because we can't do it in ourselves. But see, we're not ambassadors here. You know, it's not like we've been sent and then God left us unequipped. He sent us, but He said, I'm in you. So just like we read over in 2 Corinthians, that it's as if God were saying, be reconciled to Himself. See, He is actually doing that through us. He's inside of us and He's saying, be reconciled to Me. We're part of the body. He's saying, be reconciled to Himself. We are part of Him now. And like Paul said, it's not me that lives, it's Christ in me. And that's the way we're supposed to live. You know, we're not supposed to live just, you know, humdrum lives, just thinking, well, sometimes, you know, whether, It's at church or some special meeting or some when we're listening to music, whatever, then God's present. Now, we're supposed to live all the time with the awareness that Christ, God Almighty, is living inside of us. And that as we walk around, that we are ambassadors for Him. Everything we do, we are ambassadors. It's like if we were an ambassador for this country. People are watching that ambassador of the U.S. government in another country. How does he behave? How does he act? He's reflecting on the government. Well, it's the same thing with us. We're reflecting on God Almighty. And we are representatives for Him. And when we are walking around, we ought to be just sensitive to what He is telling us to do. Not just every moment in the big things, but also in the little things. As we walk around, we are God's representatives. We are ambassadors for Him. You know, one man said this. He was on a missions trip or something. I don't know if it was in the Soviet Union at that time, you know, before the wall fell or whatever. But it was just like, so he gets up and goes to he's on this mission trip. And they were smuggling books in, too. Things that, you know, they could get caught and stuff could happen. And so it's like he's geared up. He hits the ground, and it's just like his antenna's up. He's like, what do I do, God? You want me to talk to this person? You want me to do this? It's just like all the time sensitive while he's there. And so he gets back on the plane, and they accomplish whatever they're supposed to accomplish. And they come back to the U.S., and he steps off the plane. And he walks about his business. And it's not the same sense. It's just normal life now, right? He was struck. It hit him that here I've been over in this other country, and I'm like, every move, it's like, what God do you want me to do? How do you want me to do this? Lord, direct me. But as soon as he came back to normal life in the country where there was no threat, it's just, he turned that off. He's not thinking that way anymore. It's just all people are, see, over in the other country, everything, you want me to talk to this person? This might be the chance that I need to talk to them and say something that they need. But hundreds of people are passing him as he goes out of the airport. Well, he's not even thinking that way. And he said, it hit me. We're supposed to live like that all the time. We're supposed to be aware of God in us all the time. Not that we have to get weird about it or, you know, start doing stupid stuff because we all think, you know, God's speaking to us all the time. But just be aware that God, just what are we, that we're living for Him all the time. What decision would He have us make in situations? What does He want us to do? Just to be aware that when we're walking around, that we're ambassadors for Him, that we're representatives for Him all the time. Let's turn over to Romans 12. Romans 12, verse 1. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individual members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith, or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches and teaching, he who exhorts and exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. See, back in verse 6, well, let's go back to verse 4. He said, we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So we have many members in the body of Christ, but we're not all the same. We're all different. We all have different jobs. And it's not up to us to go around, you know, trying to fit somebody else's job. It's up to us to do what God has called us to do, and that's nobody's business but ours and God's. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individual members of one another. Verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. See, it's not something that we can boast about and say, well, I'm just, this is who I am. This is what God's given me to do. So aren't I so great? Or on the other hand, I'm nobody because this is what God's given me to do. It's what's been given to us. And if it's what's been given to us and we act on that, then it's not higher or lower. That's what Paul said at the beginning. Don't think higher than you ought to think, but don't think lower than you ought to think. God has given us all something to do. He's given us a grace to accomplish what He has given us to do. He's given us a measure of faith to accomplish what He's called us to do. You can do something that I can't do. You know, maybe I can do something that you can't do, but it's all, he says in another place, it's all God. What are we doing that we haven't received in the first place? How many people in this room are keeping your heart beating right now? We're not. We were given life by the Creator, and He has given us graces and gifts that we didn't put there either, that we can't take credit for. Some of us, we're just naturally good at things. We're better at things than other people. Some people are better at things than us. But we're all ambassadors for God. And if we'll just find our place, if we'll just find what God has called us to do, then we'll fit in there. He's already given us the equipment. He's already given us the grace to do it. He's already given us the faith to do it. You may think, I mean, have you ever seen some people just jump in and say, I can do that. That's no problem. Other people are looking, man, how do you do that? How do you do that? I don't know how I could do that. That's because it's not your area. Don't try to be somebody else. And then they may look at you and say, but how do you do that? That's really something. You know, how do you get that done? I'm a software engineer, and I look at the people that do the lower level hardware stuff, and I say, you're the people that really know what you're doing. But then they look at us and say, well, how do you do that? I mean, it's all what our strengths are. And God, those are God-given graces, and so we can't take credit for it. We shouldn't think of ourselves highly, but we shouldn't think of ourselves lowly either. We shouldn't think ourselves, well, I'm only this. Now, if God Almighty, the King of the universe, asks you to do something, then we do it with our heads held high. We do it and say, this is what I'm called to do because I'm important and this is what I'm supposed to do. If the President of the United States asked you to perform a specific mission or something like that, you wouldn't say, well, no, sorry, I'm going to go watch TV. You would say, yes, I'll do that, and that's important. The president called me to do it. Well, the God of the universe has called us to do certain things. He's given us, verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. And then he goes on. He says, if prophecy, let us prophesy. And this isn't a complete list. He says, if prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it. That's serving. Let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches and teaching. If you're teaching, if you can teach, teach. If you can prophesy, prophesy. Verse 8, he who exhorts and exhortation. He who gives with liberality. He who leads. Some people are just gifted to be leaders. Well, lead then, he says. Lead with diligence. He said, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Some people are just gifted. You know, people talk about a bedside manner. Some people just know, just have it. Some people don't. He said, mercy. If you're gifted that way, flow with it. Just do what you know to do. That's what he's saying. He didn't say, if you know how to lead, go show mercy. Don't try to do the thing that somebody else is called to do. Don't try to be somebody else's job description. Thank God. We're gonna turn to one more scripture and then we're gonna close. We'll close here. Ephesians 4, 1. Ephesians 4, 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit. Just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. See, Jesus had it all. Jesus walked in the fullness of the Spirit. He walked as a man, but he also was God Almighty. He walked. He flowed in all the gifts of the Spirit. He flowed As he walked around, things happened. Well, we are the body of Christ. See, it takes us all now to get the job done. None of us is Jesus. None of us can walk around as Jesus and act like, hey, I'm the big cheese and everything, you know, God is really flowing through me. He might be flowing through you, but he's also flowing through thousands and millions of other people on the face of the earth. And I guarantee you, no one person is going to get the glory. God is spread out what he needs to get done. And none of us can get it done alone. He has given each of us. Do you see what he said? He didn't say just some or just the really spiritual ones. He said, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. According to the measure of Christ's gift. So he's given each one of us a grace, a gift that we can't take credit for, that we can't toot our own horn for, that we will one day throw our crown before God and say, it was all you anyway. I'm just glad I had the opportunity to serve you and bow down before him. Thank God. He has given us graces and gifts. And then he goes on. And we're not going to get in that today, but let's just read a little more. Verse 8. He said, therefore he said, when he ascended on high and led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Skip down verse 11. And he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And then he goes on. But he said he gave us gifts. If he'd given any gifts, like within the church, it's to build up the body of Christ. It's to build us all up so that we can do what we need to do. All of us to do what God has called us to do. Thank God.